Tuma, Maisa Risham, Maisa Shani, Maisa Ani. He gave everything he had to do. He did all the mitzvot. So he comes to the Beis Hamikdash and he makes a little statement, I did it. I did everything I'm supposed to do. And he finishes off, Hashkifu mem onkat shecha min ha-shamayim uve'erach et amkat Yisrael shefadisa. He asked God, look from your heavenly abode and redeem and have mercy on the Jewish people. So Rashi says on that statement there, Rashi says the word hashkafa, hashkifa mem onkat shecha, look. Because if you look in the Rashi says in the Chumash in general, Kol hashkafa l'ra'ah, usually says v'yashke. So by Shaddam it says v'yashke. God looked at Shaddam, the Malachim. Look, they look like Shkifu, they looked at Shaddam. Hashkafa usually is l'ra'ah. It says the word hashkafa in the Chumash, usually means a bad look, to punish, like by Shaddam. Except over here it says Hashkifa min on kachacha uveirach as anchisra. So look from heaven and give a blessing. This chutz mezu. This is the only Hashkafa Rashi says is it the Torah. Why? Because gadol koach matanot aniyim hofeich midat haroges v'rachamim. That this man fulfilled the mitzvot of giving matanot la'evyonim. He gave the ma'aser Rishon to the lazy, and he gave the Maaser Ani to the poor. So he's been giving to poor people now for years. He took care of his obligations. So even if Hashem would see something, and that would be bad, and that could God to the cause of punishment, but the source of Nachanot Levionim changes the Hashkafa from being evil to being good.
So look means like overlook my bad deeds and concentrate on what I'm doing now. Like,
right, because this man is saying, look, I did good deeds. So because of that, God is looking very deeply, and that look most often causes punishment. In this case, it switches from being punishment to being good. That's what Rashi says. So he wants to explain, how does this work? This would be, if we could understand how this works, it would be wonderful. We could switch punishment into blessing. How does this work? How does the fact that he gave charity, took care of the poor, how does that change and turn the evil decree into good? We say it always must shun it. Tzedakah tatzil mimavet. Tzedakah says, tshuva tefila u'tzedakah Ma'avirim Roa HaGzeira. So how does that work? So he has a very beautiful idea. It's like this. The Gemara says that tshuva from Ahava changes Averos into Mitzvahs. Famous Gemara in Sachas Yuma that a person does tshuva from Ahava, all the Averos, they don't get wiped out, they transform themselves into mitzvahs. So the question is, how does that work? Why would tshuva from Ava change an Avera into a mitzvah? So the answer is like this. What is the basis of tshuva from Ava? Is a person sees how distant he's become from God. He feels he's lost himself completely in his sins.
This is the idea of tshuva from Ahava?
Yeah, this
as
is
opposed to what?
Tshuva from Yira. Tshuva from Yira, the sins get wiped out, but don't turn into mitzvahs. Tshuva from Ahava makes the sin turn into a mitzvah. So how does that work? So he says like this. Tshuva from Yira means that a person just is afraid of the sin. You know, he wants to get away from the sin. So that, okay, if he does that the right way, so Hashem wipes out the sin. Tshuva from Ava is a different kind of tshuva. Tshuva from Ava means that the person feels so distant from Hashem, from God, because of the sin. Feels the sins are a tremendous, tremendous barrier to blocking him from God. He's very, very upset. He's so upset that he can't reach Hashem because of his sins. The more badly he feels about the situation, that he's so distant, that his sins have distanced him from Hashem, the more badly he feels, the more he wants to get to Hashem, the more he desires that. So it means that the sins have caused him to do the tshuva, because he feels the burden of these sins as being so, such a heavy burden, so bitter, that they're blocking him from being close to God. So the sins themselves are causing this tremendous yearning to come back. So the sins are turning into mitzvahs. The sins are creating this tremendous desire to come back and to find Hashem, which is Ava. Ava means to look for him and find him, want to be close to him. And what's causing all of that? These terrible sins. These are very low, he knows are the barriers. So the sins are turning into mitzvahs because they're creating his tshuva. Without these sins, he would never have this unbelievable, powerful tshuva urge to return. So that's how they convert themselves from avarice into mitzvahs. This, by the way, the Rav I once said in one of his tshuva addresses, also this exact same shah. So this is how tshuva from Ava works. Now, let's turn over to a poor person. So the poor person is like this. Apparently, this person's poor and suffering some kind of judgment in heaven. Some kind of din, some kind of judgment, not good, befell this person. However, his situation caused the giver, the poor man's suffering and his unfortunate situation caused the rich man or the wealthy person to have mercy and feel for him and to help him out. Since the giver had a heart, a feeling to help the unfortunate, so he causes in heaven also that there should be a feeling of helping people. Because neither connected neither. The way we behave here, there's a response in heaven. So because the giver shows rachamim, so he causes rachamim in heaven for himself, for the poor person, for the whole world. So it turns out that the midas hadin, the fact that there was a din, causes a new, more intense, greater midas rachamim. So that's how charity changes din to rachamim. It's not just that you do charity, it's a nice thing. You're actually converting the original midas hadin, which caused the poor person to suffer. That now converts itself into rachamim. Just like about tshuva. He does tshuva from Ava, so his averos are morphing, changing into mitzvos, because they are causing the tshuva. So the same way, the fact that the Ani is suffering, which is din, which is very bad, it's tough, but it's causing people to have rachamim. So that means once they have rachamim, then there's much more rachamim coming into the world as a response. So it turns out that the original midas hadin was really midas rachamim. It turns into rachamim. So that's what he says. When God has a midas hadin, but he looks down and he sees. So every hashkafah Rashi says is midas hadin, is for punishment. But then he looks and he sees that these people, this person, the charity, so it turns the din itself into rachamim. So that's why it turns into rachamim. That's what Rashi means. So, fine. Okay, good.